at this time of year, it's like we're on this calendar and we're moving, and there are going to be these dates and these events, and this is happening, and you're supposed to be cheerful, and you're supposed to be joyful, and you're supposed to do this, and you're supposed to do that. But grief is on its own timeline. Our TFMR stories, pregnancy loss support in the heartbreak of terminating a wanted pregnancy. Coping through the holidays and getting through the holidays with grief and love. And I think that that is important, that second part, the love. I think it's the love piece that makes this time of year the hardest. It's the love piece that rips my heart apart when my baby isn't here to take part in the family festivities, or their name isn't on the holiday Christmas card we get, or people remember my two living kids, but they don't remember. Maybe they remember, they don't mention. Let's say they don't mention my baby who died. And she is top of my mind, just like all my kids, right? So I remember her at the holidays. I want to find ways to honor and memorialize her at the holidays as well. I think even more so, because these are special dates, and the end of the year is coming, and it can feel tough because it's gonna be another year without my baby. So I want to share some of the questions that you all put in the group, and I'm going to answer these questions for you on how to cope, how to get through the holidays, because this is a big question for baby loss parents. And especially with TFMR baby loss, we may not have shared all of the details with some of the people that we may be around at holiday parties, at work, or maybe our spouse's holiday party, or all the different school festivities, or maybe in your family, end of the year. I mean, I'm kind of lumping everything together, but I am thinking, sort of Christocentric, the Christmas stuff that comes up this time of year. Or maybe you do Santa and all of that, or maybe you do a combination. In our household, we do the solstice too. So I really like the feel of that day because it embodies more of what I'm feeling this time of year. The darkest time of the year, a day to be slow, a day to slow down, a day for reverence, a day to notice that things slow down this time of year, that the darkest time of year is also where abundance will eventually come from. It's a way to honor the grieving, I believe, more than maybe some of these modern, I don't know, market centric, buy, everything centric holidays this time of year. Or New Year's could also be like overindulgence. At a time where that is just not what we're feeling. Okay, so some of the questions here. One thing I didn't get to talk about. Oh, this is from Kate. Talking about taking space. I'd love to see you talk about when to lean in and when to lean out, and how to navigate feeling into each possibility and finding the kindest path to yourself. I really love this. What is our kindest path to ourselves at this time of year when there can be a lot of outward motion? There's a lot of expectations to be involved in lots of social activities, or even gift giving. Even if you're not going to be there physically, maybe there's exchanges. There's a lot of like output. When at this time of year, you may be feeling like you need more input. So, what is the kindest path to yourself, which also involves your grief and your honoring of your baby? I think this is very, very individual. What's coming up for me is boundaries, and boundaries in a way of what do I need? What do I feel? What do I want? What do I desire? So going back into you, that is your kindest path to yourself. And it may not coincide with what's going on the outside with these big festivities or the big holiday party or the everybody dress up and put on a big old happy face. You may not be feeling that, and that's okay. But, you know, also in this question, when do we lean in? So when do we lean into that? And when do we lean out? So I have a few ideas here. It's all about feeling into, here, number one. So go to the events if you feel like the people there are the ones who know more of your story. The people there are the ones who have been able to see you in your grief. Or maybe there are people that you don't talk about those things at all, and you want to have that experience. You want to have that experience of like, I don't know, we're all going to have apple cider and we're not going to talk about my grief. We're not going to talk about my baby loss. We're not going to talk about my traumatic diagnosis. You know, go. Go if you feel like that's the space for you. Don't go if you feel like you need to skip out this year. And I think something that happens in grief is sometimes we it's not really losing sight, but maybe let me try and explain it this way. Sometimes we lose sight of the length of things. I've seen it talked about as like a foreshortened future. So we may feel this, a foreshortened future. Like, okay, my baby died, so the next shoe is going to drop. Like, now I'm going to lose my spouse, or maybe I'm next. So death may be on your mind, and that may not coincide with, you know, the white elephant gift giving party. It's very, very understandable. So if you need to lean into yourself, don't go to the events that you can get out of. Also related to that, so go, don't go. So feel into whether you want to go or not go to events. And then related to that, I guess number two, here in the video, if you're watching the video, I'm putting up fingers. Number two is if you do go somewhere, have an exit plan. So it's okay to have sort of a plan B, plan C, plan D. Maybe plan B is, okay, I'll go, but I'm only going to stay for half an hour. And I know that I'll be able to get an Uber or whatever after that amount of time. Or even if the other people going, if they want to stay longer, I'm still going to leave early. So having that exit plan can help you lean in a little bit more, because then you know, okay, I don't have to lean in for the whole 6 hours of the party or spending the night there or doing the whole weekend away. Maybe I'm leaning into going to this event that I know I'll leave after an hour. So you're giving yourself that boundary. You're giving yourself that space. Some other things about leaning in, leaning out, how to navigate, like what to do, what not. For me, this comes up with decorating. So some years I do want to decorate, or other years I found that I only want to get out my favorite decorations. You know, like I just want my solstice Christmas tree. I just want that up. Or I just want a garland with white lights, and I just want that. And I want the white lights because it's reminding me also of my baby and hope and my grief and the sun returning and the shortest day of the year, and then the days getting longer from here on out. So check in with yourself. That would be number three with the decoration. So decorate or don't decorate at all, right? So it kind of goes along with number one. So go, don't go to the events. Figure out for you. And if you do have to go, number two, I have an exit plan. And then number three, decorate or don't decorate. And if other people in your household want to, you can let them do it. I've also done that too with my family members. I've said, I don't know, I'm not really feeling up to it, but you know, the decorations are over there and knock yourselves out. But it's not really going to be my thing this year. I really can't do that this year. Number four that I want to talk about with leaning out and finding the kindest path for yourself is around memorial ideas. So I've seen a lot of people who like to get a memorial ornament, or maybe they have a tiny tree and they have various little memorial ornaments on that tree, or maybe something else that you can hang, or other sort of decorative piece that honors and memorializes your baby. Some people do angels. There are lots of different things that you can do. Maybe there's candle lighting. You can light a candle in your own home. You can have a special winter scent candle that you light when your grief is really griefing. Let's see, we're getting a comment here. Working harder this year to find a warm space for myself and my baby this year. Yeah, that goes along with memorializing, doesn't it? I appreciate this. A place to happily remember rather than grieve in anguish. Yeah, and I've titled this Getting Through the Holidays with Love and Grief. So it's the love piece. So a place to remember along with the grieving. It's all going to be there together. Okay, so we have another question here. This was from the post that I posted before, but go ahead and post here live if you want to, too, in the comments. Let me just read it all out loud. This one is kind of a fascinating one because, like, my daughter was supposed to be here, I think, the 7th of December, and unfortunately, she will not be here. Oh, so that's a due date. Yeah, so you may even have a due date around this time. That's really tough. Unfortunately, she will not be here, but it's kind of, I think her question is, how do you navigate Christmas and being cheerful, navigating grief? As we are aware, those are two different emotions. Ooh, yeah. How do we navigate the cheerfulness, the joy, the happy, the put on a face? I want to share what I'm kind of calling right now grieving in 4D. Okay, so when we grieve in 4D, so it's beyond just physical, there's also time, right? So grieving, I think it has these very special pieces to it. Time, space, and movement. And it needs all of them together. So at this time of year, it's like we're on this calendar and we're moving and there are going to be these dates and these events and this is happening and you're supposed to be cheerful and you're supposed to be joyful and you're supposed to do this and you're supposed to do that. But grief is on its own timeline. And there may be another timeline that's happening on top of that, like this comment that her daughter was supposed to be here. The due date is coming up for her in about a week. And so there's this timeline that's also overlapping of, well, the pregnancy was supposed to, you know, be here and the baby was supposed to be here. So it's just a lot. And it's going to take time. It's going to take space. And it's going to take movement. So this grieving in 4D, it's really giving yourself the permission to take up the time, take up the space, and move in the way that you need to through the holidays and beyond. So for time, things like therapy take time. If you need to do some sort of trauma releasing therapy, that's going to take time. It's going to take time to find an EMDR practitioner, and maybe even more so at this time of the year. Maybe there'll be more openings into January. So it's going to take time, maybe even to start something new. Maybe you want to try journaling, but first you think, but I really want to find like the perfect journal with the color that I associate with my baby. And all of those things are fine. Like grief asks those things of us. Grief asks for our time. And the time is going to take the time that it's going to take. And space. It's going to need space. And I think that that can help us navigate this, like other people wanting us to be cheerful and joyful and happy this time of year. We may need to take space. So we may need to take space. It might look like a small amount of space. It may just be, you know, maybe the family breaks out into a carol and it's just overwhelming to your grieving heart. You may need to go into the bathroom and take that space away from that situation. And that is okay. It's okay to take that space. It's okay to put space between these situations and you, like going, not going, the exit plan. Back to the other things that I was talking about with, you know, the kindest path to yourself. So I hope some of these things are helping. And then movement. How are we moving in this time of year? How are we moving through the holidays? And it's beyond physical movement, although it could be physical movement for you. It could be, you know, that you need to get your walk in or get on your treadmill. And if you're early in postpartum, be very careful with that and check with your practitioner first. You know, if you're still bleeding, take care of that first. And I know that that can be hard if you tend to go to physical movement as a way to take care of your mental health. And now the bodily health is asking for more time and space. There again, it's the grief, grieving in 4D. It's asking these things of us. So I would check your time, your space, your movement around other people's expectations of you being cheerful. Okay, we got another question. I am really nervous about the holidays this year, especially since my son's due date was Christmas Eve. Any advice on how to cope would be helpful. Oh, so another due date and a due date. So it's another timeline on top of the other timeline that's going along this year with the holidays. And I'm sure that the person who wrote this was expecting a very different Christmas Eve. You know, either laboring and delivering the baby, giving birth, having the baby there. It's a lot to grieve. It is a lot. The due date was very, very hard for me, and mine did not happen around like a big holiday. It was sort of the middle of August, which is not, there are no big holidays for any of my cultural or family traditions, countries where I grew up and where I am now in the US, and now I live in Mexico. So I just want to say that sounds like a lot to be dealing with, the due date on top of the holidays. And maybe this is coming up for any of you with a birthday or someone else's birthday, or maybe you have an anniversary or other people's milestones, or maybe, you know, your older kid is going to be in their first pageant or something. And all of those milestones, yeah, we can be happy, but it's also so bittersweet because our baby is not here. So it's that bittersweetness. How do we give time, space, and movement? How do we grieve in 4D around that? I have a download on my website. I think it is tfmr-self-care. But you can also see it on my homepage too. Let me put it here in the comments for all of you. I'll just put my homepage there. So at the TFMR Doula, and then you can scroll down and I would say get that self-care guide that I have, because I talk about getting through the due date. It's like a third of the portion of that guide is all around getting through the due date and milestones. So lots of different ideas for memorializing and finding more support and like checking your support structure and who's going to show up for you and maybe planning around that day. How do you want to honor them? Maybe lighting a candle, maybe getting an ornament. So this is kind of combining the holidays with the due date, all of those memorializing and honoring rituals. Another thing that I see a lot in the community, and this also helps me a lot around milestones and dates, is outside. Get outside, get out into the outdoors. It helps a lot. It helps a lot. I like to do that around due dates, and I've started to do that around holidays as well. You know, because sometimes we're like really in the event or really at the family dinner or really in the thing or really at the house. But you open the door and you go outside. I mean, I even just like sighed, a big sigh here. And there's a breath of fresh air. I mean, I know that that's cliche, but really the air and nature and the bigness of it all always seems to help me. So if you can combine that somehow with your Christmas and due date memorializing, I would say do something like that. Well, these were the questions that I got. I also want to share with all of you that I have a special holiday support package. If you're looking for a little bit more one-on-one support, it's specially priced at $99 US right now. So I'm going to put that in the comments too. The TFMR Doula. And that is holiday-support. Because maybe you want to go deeper. Maybe you want to get, you know, you want to ask even more specific questions. You want to create your holiday plan. You want to look at your grieving in 4D, your time, your space, your movement. What does that look like to you? What is that going to look like over the holidays? We can even do a meditation where I take you inside and we, I guess you could call it channeling. So channeling your baby, and we go and we sit with your baby's memory or their essence or their baby spirit, however you would like to think of it. And we can spend some time with your baby in this place and find even deeper answers that maybe are beyond words or beyond some sort of written plan that we can create together. So if you're looking for, yeah, some extra support, check out that link, holiday support. And I just want to let you all know this time of the year can be really hard for baby loss parents of all types. And I'm holding you all in my hearts. And go ahead and comment here as well. If any of this is bringing up anything, if you have more questions, put them here in the comments of the video and I'll come back and answer them for you too.